Chapter 5, A Horse of a Different Color. On the day of the carnival, Ashen and Camille walked into the garden together.
"You came, Ashen! Hooray!"
cheered Emerson and Kendall.
"We're so glad you changed your mind," said Willow.
Just then, Mr. Louie drove up in his truck, which had a big horse trailer hitched to it. Camille stood right next to Ashen, as she had promised that she would. She held Ashen's head as Mr. Louie opened the back door and stepped into the horse trailer.
"Come on out and meet the girls, Thunderstorm," he said.
Ashen gasped. The horse Mr. Louie was leading wasn't scary at all. It was much smaller than the horse that had galloped at her and snatched the carrots from her at the farm.
"That's Thunderstorm?"
she asked. Yep, said Mr. Louie. He patted the pony's rump. "I named her Thunderstorm because of these spots shaped like thunderclouds on her rump.
We thought you were going to bring the big black horse that Ashton saw in your pasture," Camille told Mr. Louie.
"The one with the lightning stripe on its nose," added Kendall.
"You mean Flash?" asked Mr. Louie.
"No, Flash is too high-strung and skittish to be at your carnival."
"I'll say," Ashton whispered to Camille. "The day you girls came to the farm, Thunderstorm was far away in the upper pasture, and that's why you didn't see her," Mr. Louie explained. He smoothed Thunderstorm's mane and straightened her bow.
"Thunderstorm's a sweetie. You can pet her if you want to."
The Wellywishers hesitated. None of them had ever touched a real horse before, and they were a little nervous, even with a calm, gentle pony like Thunderstorm.
"You go first, Ashen," said Camille. She smiled. "You know the most about real horses."
Bravely, Ashen reached out and stroked Thunderstorm's nose. It was soft, and the pony's long whiskers tickled Ashen's hand. Thunderstorm pricked her ears toward Ashen and looked at her with big, soft eyes. When all the other girls rushed forward at once to pet her, Thunderstorm took a step back.
"I think she's a little scared when you crowd around her like that," explained Ashen. She understood how Thunderstorm felt. She knew all about being scared.
"Maybe just pat her one or two at a time. I guess even a pony named Thunderstorm can be a little bit chicken at first," said Camille. She and Ashen shared a smile. The Wellywishers families and friends had a wonderful time at the carnival. The children laughed at Kendall and Emerson's puppet show. They clapped and clapped when Carrot popped out of the top hat. They oohed and aahed at the baby chicks, and they giggled when one chick sat on Willa's head. Ashen taught the kids how to play the beanbag game, and all the kids ate lots of Camille's cotton candy. But everyone's favorite part was riding Thunderstorm. Ashen rode her three times. Clippity-cloppity, clippity-cloppity, clippity-cloppity. When the carnival was over and it was time for the animals to go back to the farm,
The Woolly Washer said, "Thank you, Mr. Louie. It was very nice of you to bring the lamb and chickens and Thunderstorm to our garden," said Kendall. "You and Thunderstorm especially made our carnival so much fun." "I'm sad to see Thunderstorm leave," said Emerson. "I love her. She's wonderful." The girls petted and hugged Thunderstorm one last time. Then they called out, "Goodbye!" Thunderstorm swished her tail goodbye to all the girls. But Ashen was sure that Thunderstorm pricked her ears only toward her. After the carnival, the Woolly Wishers cleaned up. "There," said Willa, "the garden is back to normal now." "Yes," said Emerson, sounding a tiny bit sad. No one said anything else for a moment. Then Camille said, "You know, it's funny. I still like our plastic horses, but now that we've had a real pony and the lamb and chickens visit, I wish we could have more animals here in the garden all the time." "Me too," said the other girls. "Yes," agreed Elton, "but what sort of animals?" Willa began, "How about chickens?" her friends finished for her. "We know that you love them. We could build a chicken coop," said Kendall. Emerson sang to the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. "In our garden we'll have chicks, E-I-E-I-O." "I guess we've all had enough horsing around for a while," joked Ashton. "Now we're going to wing it with chickens." "Exactly," said Camille. The end.